Good morning. It is a Monday morning, a holiday for many. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, 1 week to go before our on-air fun drive. This radio station is here 24/7, and we need our family to come to the lockbox at WAMC.org. We're trying to get to $500,000, $381,209 now in that lockbox.
So we have about a week to get about $120,000. Now, that's doable, and we know that during the regular fund drive, we can often make $100,000 a day. But the whole idea is, with all the news that is circulating around us these days, with Secretary Madeleine Albright and Colin Powell going before the cameras this weekend, Colin Powell saying, "Used to be we the people, now it's me the president." I think he's one of the most respected people in this country, and when he says something like that, it means something. Nevertheless, David, it keeps getting worse and worse. We get the President of the United States and now Mitch McConnell, of all people, who now says if somebody else leaves the court and there's a 2020 election, and even if we're going to lose, we get to nominate and we get to confirm, and we will. And that's from the guy who said for 1 year, more than a year, that it wasn't okay for Barack Obama to make his pick. Now he says, well, yeah, there's a rule. It's an informal rule that if the president is from the party out of power, you can't make that kind of an appointment. You know, it's all a bunch of nonsense. He makes it up as he goes along, and it's a despicable way of treating the American people and treating the judicial process. In any case, Susan Collins has said that she would, of course, vote for Kavanaugh. Why did she say that? She didn't believe it. She believed there was an attack. She didn't believe it was Kavanaugh. She believed Kavanaugh was wronged. I had been saying, as you know, David, all along, Collins was going to vote for Kavanaugh. Why? Well, we know. In the end, the Republicans are firmly behind Donald Trump. She would have had to face in 2 years a primary. She didn't want to do that. She's been in office, I think, for 3 terms now. That's a long time. And she doesn't want to lose her seat. Whatever happened to profiles in courage, forget about it. She continually criticizes the president. And my bet is she will continue to criticize Donald Trump because it's her way out and to say, see, I am my own person. But when it really, really counted, she wasn't there, that's for sure. So it is a time when people need to be watching every single jot and tittle of the news. If we can do this thing in a day, if we can have a one-day fund drive, we can get back to what's most important, which is covering the news and talking about it on the panel and doing all that we do, David. Now look, there are about 500,000 people who listen to WAMC every month. That's a lot of people. And if everybody did a little something, of course, there would be no fund drives probably ever again. But that isn't going to happen. It comes down to people of individual conscience who say, yeah, this is me. I want to do my part. I will do my part. I'll put $5 in. I met somebody yesterday who said, I just put my $20 in. You see, everybody does what they can. If you can, then it's done. And if you can't, then you have long fund drives like we used to have before people knew how important what we were doing here was. So, David, this is a very tough time for many Americans. And it is a time when we have to gather, we have to talk, we have to think about it, and we can't just disperse into the wind. We have to think about what's going on in this country.
Come on, everybody. You heard Alan. Show your passion. Get to that lockbox, WAMC.org. We thank you. Finally, Alan, horrific tragedy is resonating around the country as it's a Saturday afternoon over the weekend in Schoharie. That's about 40 miles west of Albany. A Ford Excursion limousine failed to stop at an intersection of New York State's Route 30 and 30A. The crash, one of the worst accidents in recent history, killing 20 people, 18 in the limousine, 2 in the parking lot of a business where the crash ended up across the road. The WAMC News team on it yesterday. People like Lucas Willett, Jim Lavoulis, and Brian Shields covering this horrific story, which really has political implications if you think about it when it comes to how we organize our roads and intersections.
David, life is fragile. It does come down to that. We have evidence that there was at least one rider in that van who said, this isn't right, this thing doesn't look right, texts somebody else and says that. You know, I keep thinking about this, that each of us, as we take another action, have to think about what we are doing as we're doing it. Does one get into an airplane that they may consider to be unsafe? The answer is no. But do you get into an airplane all the time, despite the fact that you may be afraid of flying? You do. But life is fragile. There's no taking it back. Kids are going to be left as a result of this without their parents. It is something that we can all put into our minds and say, despite the who hit John accusations that are going to be coming, there'll be a mess between the federal government's investigatory powers and the state government saying we're handling this. In the end, those 20 people are dead, and we all know what the consequences of that are. They are horrible, horrific, terrible.
Our hearts go out to all the families and people involved.
No question.
Our Alan Chartok with us. Listen, folks, we don't get WAMC without you. WAMC.org.
We'll be there for you, and I know you'll be there for us. You go to the lockbox at WAMC.org, and you say, this is my part because this is my go-to station.